You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A number of businesses across the nation are reaching out to our veterans saying thank you for your service, John Clemens reports.
The slogan at Meineke that offers a free oil change on Veterans Day to all those who served is Home of the Free because of the Brave. A number of restaurants across the nation are also offering something free to veterans. We caught up with Bill Watson of Consolidated Restaurant Operations that has restaurants in 13 states.
We invite veterans and active military to dine with us, and the entree for each military veteran is on the house. It's complimentary. We take great honor in doing that. Believe it's the right thing to do for the men and women of our military each year.
I'm John Clemens.
The FDA is being urged to investigate caffeinated peanut butter. The product is called Steam Peanut Butter and contains 170 milligrams of caffeine. That's five times the amount as a can of Coke and twice the amount as a concentrated Red Bull. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says because peanut butter is a staple in 94% of American households, steam could pose real health problems to children, pregnant women, and even pets. The Democrat says those health problems include headaches as well as elevated heart rate and blood pressure. And Google and the American Heart Association are joining forces to help fight heart disease. Both organizations are pledging $25 million over the next 5 years towards the creation of a research team that will seek to understand and reverse and prevent coronary heart disease. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. The current time is 3:05. It is November 9th. Today, this afternoon, it's going to be mostly sunny. We're going to hit a high right now of about 58. The temperature in Flemington has actually exceeded that. It is now 60 degrees. Tonight, we've got a slight chance of rain beginning mainly after midnight. Tuesday, rain is likely, cloudy with a high around 98, and precipitation will last throughout the day into Tuesday night with temperatures down to 47. Looks like we're going to continue to be mostly cloudy on Wednesday, November 11th, Veterans Day, with a high around 60, slight showers again throughout the day. And it looks like we're going to have on and out showers throughout the week. Things are going to clear out by Friday with sunny temperatures. It looks like we may have a sunny weekend. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce coming to you live from the CenturyLink building in Flemington, covering this week the Hunterdon Healthcare Show for Larry Cartwright. We wish him all the best. He is on vacation up in Vermont. He'll be back with us again next Monday at 2 o'clock with NAMI of Hunterdon, followed by the Hunterdon Healthcare Show. I'd like to welcome here this afternoon Dr. Susan Bauman, who is the Director of Palliative Care at Hunterdon Healthcare. Good afternoon, Dr. Bauman. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, pleasure having you here. I really want to thank you for coming on board here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio and being a guest. Maybe we could share a little bit, with our listeners about what is palliative care and a little background on that. It's a program that has been part of Hunterdon Healthcare and the practice of medicine for some time. But as we were sharing before we went on the air, it didn't seem like a lot of folks still are familiar with that term.
No, that's very true. A national survey was done a few years ago that found that about 78% of the population had no idea what palliative care was. But when it was explained to them, 98% said that's what they wanted. So what is palliative care? Palliative care is really a method of relieving symptoms, supporting people while they're dealing with serious illness, alleviating suffering, and focusing on improving quality of life for anybody who is dealing with a serious illness of any sort.
And that would be the whole range of, maybe give some examples of what some of those illnesses might be.
It can be with any serious illness, for instance, a serious cancer diagnosis, heart disease, stroke or other neurologic disease, emphysema and other lung diseases. These are all diseases that are very common, and they can cause a lot of suffering and discomfort. And although our modern medical system does a great job fighting these diseases, sometimes even curing them, a lot of us in the medical field felt that there wasn't as much focus on symptom relief, pain relief, support for psychological and emotional issues while someone's dealing with the illness. And so a palliative care team is actually a group of individuals that includes doctors, nurses, social workers, chaplains, because what can cause suffering in a person while they're fighting a disease may be physical. Sometimes it's psychological or even spiritual.
Well, how does palliative care, doctor, differ from hospice care?
That's a very good question, because there is a lot of confusion about that, sure. Not only among lay people and patients and families, but in the healthcare system itself. Listening to how I described palliative care, the audience members might be thinking, well, gee, that sounds like hospice. Focus on comfort, focus on quality, interdisciplinary team, relieve suffering, and that is all true. Actually, hospice provides palliative care for a subset of patients. They provide comfort care and quality of life care for people who are at the final stage of their illness, usually only less than a year life expectancy, and for people who have decided that they were no longer going to seek a cure or get further treatment. Their sole focus is comfort. So hospice does that very well for people at the end of life whose sole focus is comfort. What a palliative care team does is it tries to do all those good things that hospice does for people while they're still fighting the disease, earlier in their disease process. And therefore, people can hopefully have a better quality of life while they're still fighting their disease. One example might be cancer. Cancer is a common diagnosis. And I had a patient once a few years back who had breast cancer that had returned and spread to various parts of her body. She was in a lot of pain. She was nauseous. She was frankly depressed about her whole situation. And she came to me and she said, I'm giving up all this chemo. I'm just going to go on hospice. And, well, it turns out I am also the hospice medical director in Hunterdon County, so I know and love hospice. But I said to this woman, I said, I don't think you're making the right decision because you're making this decision out of pain and depression. Let's work together on the pain, on the depression, on the nausea, and then see how you feel about further treatment. So I got her connected with the social worker for counseling. I, with my colleagues, helped tweak her pain medication and her nausea medication. And after about 2 months, she said, you know, I feel a lot better. I think I'm going to continue getting chemotherapy. And she lived for another 2 years. So I think that story highlights the difference between palliative care and hospice care.
Typically, at what point in the diagnosis or treatment of the disease does someone then consider or enter into palliative care? Is there a good benchmark, or does it vary based on individuals?
Well, it's never too soon, and I get rather frustrated sometimes with my colleagues in medicine, and it's not just in Hunterdon County, but throughout the country, where they may wring their hands and say to the patient, well, I think it's time for palliative care. Or conversely, a nurse may tell a doctor, oh, this patient has a lot of pain. I'd like to get palliative care involved. And they say it's too soon for palliative care. Well, neither one of those approaches is accurate. Palliative care can really be employed at any time in the disease process. For instance, and this is another cancer example, that with some cancers, a person, it's recommended they have what's called a stem cell transplant or bone marrow transplant. And those things are, frankly, rather brutal to go through. And so we've been involved with people before they even went for the transplant to make sure their pain was under control, that they had the counseling and support that they needed, that they had thought about advanced care planning, what we call living wills, what they would want in the hospital. And then these people come through their stem cell transplant with flying colors, and our role then is to help taper them off the pain medication that they no longer need.
Okay. Well, if you're just joining us here, this is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright here on the Hunterdon Healthcare Show, which comes to you every Monday at 3 o'clock here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We're joined this afternoon with Dr. Susan Bauman talking about palliative care, one of the treatment options here at Hunterdon Healthcare. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. The time now is 3:15.
evening. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
The Huntington County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Huntington County, New Jersey.
Well, welcome back to Huntington Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan on this Monday, November 9th. The time now is 3:17, coming to you live from the CenturyLink building here in Flemington. And we're joined here on the Huntington Healthcare Show today with Dr. Susan Bauman, Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright. And we've been talking about palliative care here at Huntington Healthcare. Want to maybe share a little bit, Dr. Bauman, about your role. You did mention that it's a whole team at Huntington Healthcare that is involved with the patient care once they and their doctor choose to take advantage of all the great benefits of palliative care. What is your role? And you did mention some other folks on your team that you know, play important roles in this process as well.
Yes, my role is currently the director of the palliative care services. And the services at Huntington Medical Center were started in 2007. In the beginning, it was simply for inpatients at Huntington Medical Center. But for about the past 4 years, we've also provided office services. Other members of the team include several physicians, Dr. Kathleen Fox and Dr. Larissa Golub. And all three of us are board certified in palliative medicine. We also have a nurse practitioner, Colleen Bell. We have a full-time social worker, Michelle Tufaro. And we have a chaplain, Reverend Jim DeVries, whom we share with the hospital and with hospice. And finally, we're lucky enough to discover a woman who not only serves as our receptionist and coordinator, but is a Reiki master. Her name is Eleanor Schreiber, and she performs Reiki services for our patients who choose it free of charge.
Excellent. Well, you mentioned that you know, patients, and I just wanted to clarify that, is this something that they can request, or is this something usually initiated by the doctor once, you know, they're diagnosed with some sort of you know, serious illness?
Well, it can be either way.
Okay.
In the hospital, when a patient is in the hospital, any subspecialty consultation, whether it's palliative care, cardiology, kidney disease, is a consultation which must be a doctor's order by the doctor in charge, the person we call the attending physician. However, many times if the physician hasn't thought of it him or herself, then family members can ask the doctor to write such an order. And actually, for the past 2 years now, we've had a screening checklist that the admitting nurse goes through that helps identify patients who might benefit from palliative care. Now, regarding outpatient services, the patient or family member can call and make an appointment themselves, or their doctor can suggest it. If the patient calls or family calls on their own for more information or to make an appointment, we ask their permission to reach out to their physician so we can coordinate care, because palliative care is a service that works best when it works in collaboration with the other doctors that patient is seeing.
So does the patient initially come in for an initial consult and kind of a screening to see what some of the options might be before they maybe commit to palliative care?
Yes. Sometimes they have a bit of a conversation with Eleanor on the phone to help decide whether this is something that they are interested in. If they make the initial appointment, the outpatient appointment is not brief. It generally takes anywhere from 1 to 2 hours. Okay. And that initial consultation is done by one of the clinicians, either the physician or the nurse practitioner. And as part of that initial visit, we assess physical symptoms. We ask questions about how the patient and family is doing emotionally. We find out a lot of background about the patient. We ask whether they have ever written anything like a living will. We assess whether they are members of an organized religion or consider themselves spiritual, and whether this plays a role in how they approach their illness. And generally, there's at least one family member there also. And then, depending on what the person's biggest issue is at the time, we sort of hone in on that. For a lot of people, it's pain and pain management. And so if pain is the issue, we really want to address that before anything else. And we spend a lot of time talking about the appropriate use of opioids. Opioid isn't being another word for narcotic medication.
Okay. And then I guess once the patient enters into the program, what can they expect? I mean, you had mentioned earlier that there's some ongoing communication back and forth with their primary doctor and or their specialist doctor, and what's kind of the road that they travel down. And I'm sure each patient varies mm-hmm. based on their own individual needs, but just in a general sense.
Well, if a big part of the consultation is physical symptom management, they'll be having a lot of visits with the doctor or nurse practitioner. For the emotional aspects, they are invited to have supportive counseling by our social worker, either for the patient or their significant other or family member or both of them together. Some people are interested in seeing the chaplain, and we're just so lucky to have Reverend Jim DeVries as part of our team, because although he is a Presbyterian minister, he is very good at addressing people's spiritual needs, whatever their orientation. In fact, we had an executive, middle-aged executive once, who had a progressive nerve disease, something like Lou Gehrig's disease. And that executive was a Buddhist, but because of his symptoms of dizziness, he was not able to meditate. And Reverend DeVries was able to help him with that. So, and some people choose to have Reiki. So kind of what happens after the first visit depends on what's going on. I should say that in addition to symptom management and support, a lot of what happens with the palliative care team is what we call a clarification of goals of care, and that would be the patient's goals. Of course, doctors always have goals, do this, do that, get this operation, go for this test, because the doctor's mindset is generally just keep doing everything you can so the person can live as long as possible or maybe even be cured. Now, younger patients, healthier patients, people at the beginning of the disease most likely share that goal. And that's why they're willing to go through some treatments that can be burdensome, but the burden is worth it to them. However, as people go through a serious illness and it becomes an advanced illness, frequently their goals of care change and they become mixed. They might still want to live as long as possible, but only if the treatment is not burdensome, and they're the ones to define the burden. And so that calls for not only our helping clarify the patient and family goals and values, but also communicating back to the original physician. We're helping the patient communicate back to the original physician what these goals are so that they can craft a very individualized treatment plan. Because as people get sicker, not everybody wants the same thing.
Sure. And so then there's kind of that back and forth with the team, with the doctors on the palliative care, with the specialist as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd mentioned the family is an important part of that. We're going to take a break in just a minute or two, and we can talk a little bit about some of how the family further is incorporated into this. But if you're just joining us here this afternoon, this is Chris Phelan coming to you live here on 100 in Chamber Radio, filling in for Larry Cartwright on the 100 in Healthcare Show, which airs every Monday at 3 to 4 here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Larry happens to have the week off, but he'll be back on next Monday here at 2 o'clock, where he does the NAMI of 100 in Show and then followed up by 100 in Healthcare. So we'll be back in just a few moments with Dr. Susan Bauman, who is the Director of Palliative Care here at 100 in Healthcare, after a few words from our sponsors.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. President Obama says the security environment in the Middle East has deteriorated, and he is reaffirming America's longstanding support of Israel.
The military assistance that we provide, we consider not only an important part of our obligation to the security of the state of Israel, but also an important part of U.S. Security.
Opening a White House meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Obama stressed the importance of continuing to fight ISIS in Syria and Iraq. Meeting for the first time since the Iran nuclear deal was signed, Obama acknowledged differences with Netanyahu over the pact. Netanyahu is a fierce critic of the deal, which aims to block Iran's path to a nuclear weapon. University of Missouri President Tim Wolf says he's resigning his post. Members of the student body, including dozens of Mizzou football players, had demanded his resignation for his lack of a response to racial incidents on campus. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Thank you. This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Two American contract workers are among the six killed in a shooting spree in Jordan today. A U.S. official says six others were wounded in the attack at a police training center near Amman. Jordanian officials say the gunman was a policeman and that he was killed by security forces. A South African and three Jordanians were also killed in the attack. The dead Americans were working for the State Department and training Palestinian security forces. A new anti-sex trafficking billboard is up in downtown Phoenix. Cindy McCain co-chairs the Arizona Human Trafficking Council. She says prostitution is not just something between consenting adults.
No little girl says, gee, I want to grow up and do this. So this is what I want to be when I grow up. They're trafficked into it. And then they become adult women.
McCain says fighting human trafficking starts with education. One of the top Republican candidates for presidency feels he's being unfairly criticized for discrepancies in his autobiographies. Dr. Ben Carson stands by his claim he had dinner with General William Westmoreland, but admitted he may have had the wrong date. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Starbucks is adding more benefits for veterans and their families. The company has announced it will extend its college achievement plan, which allows employees to get a college education through Arizona State University so that a veteran's spouse and children will now be eligible. Starbucks is also adding a new pay-for-service benefit, which gives reservists and active duty soldiers up to 80 hours of paid leave to participate in military obligations. Aside from adding these new benefits, Starbucks is also making a commitment to increase the number of veterans and military spouses it hires. Do you find certain accents appealing? The new James Bond movie is out, and filmmakers go to a great deal of trouble to perfect his dialect. Tammy Rose reports.
I'm a fan of all of them.
In the case of James Bond, it's all about the right kind of British accent. A dialect expert says certain accents can make us sound more educated, even more relatable. British Airways recently studied accents by polling 1,000 Brits and 1,000 Americans. Folks from the States deemed Sean Connery's accent the best of all time. Brits preferred the subtle Tennessee drawl of Morgan Freeman. So what was the most appealing accent according to the survey? French and Irish were the winners. Irish tones are very musical, and French is, well, French. I'm Tammy Rose.
A huge alligator is headed to a gator park after he showed up at a Houston area shopping center. Police said an alligator hunter captured the gator in a strip mall parking lot over the weekend. There's no word on how the large reptile wound up in the parking lot in the Houston suburb of Sugarland. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright. Current temperature right now is 59 degrees. Looks like we're going to get some rain developing over the midnight hour into tomorrow, and rain is about 70% tomorrow. It looks like showers throughout the day into Wednesday as well, and things kind of start to break out late in the day Thursday. Looks like we're going to clear out by the weekend into Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures remain kind of consistent throughout the week, highs around 60 and lows around the mid-40s, although this morning it was 31 degrees when I got in the car here in Flemington, so that chilly air seems like it is on its way back. But again, Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright here on the Hunterdon Healthcare Show. Want to welcome you back. Larry Cartwright will be back with us next Monday, covering not only NAMI here in Hunterdon County, which airs every Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, but the Hunterdon Healthcare Show as well. Coming up just after our show at 4 p.m., we've got Hot in Hunterdon, Georgine with Norwestcap, followed by Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour from 5 to 6 p.m. So just want to welcome back Dr. Susan Bauman, who is the Director of Palliative Care here at Hunterdon Healthcare. We've been talking about that program and a little bit about the background on the program and a little bit about, you know, what that is for the patients. We were talking right before the break about some of the support that's provided for the family, since this is kind of a holistic approach to, you know, managing one's own individual pain, somebody dealing with a serious illness, and not only the pain, the physical pain, but a lot of the emotional pain. And I would think that the family and that kind of support team plays a very important role, but it must be also very burdensome for the family as well.
Yes, it's true that families are very important. It's not the individual who gets sick all by themselves. It's always in the context of the family. And, of course, in Hunterdon County, where we're very lucky to have a lot of family physicians who recognize the importance of the family, that this also plays out in the palliative care program. What I see frequently is that when somebody is seriously ill, everybody in the family, generally, everybody in the family is being tough for everybody else, doesn't want to complain, and that can lead to some isolation among the family members. And I think that's why it's so important that we do have a not only awareness of the burden that can be on the family, but also a very well-qualified social worker, Michelle, who will work with patients and their families in supportive counseling. And so many people, when they're seriously ill, especially with the cost of some of the medications now that are on the market, they worry. They worry about being a financial burden on their family. They worry they worry what's going to happen to their savings. They worry because their family members may have to take time off from work to take them to appointments or help take care of them. And then, of course, the family members are worried about the patient. And so by offering to see people individually as well as together, the individual, whether it's the patient or the family member, can kind of let off steam and vent a little bit to somebody outside the family and get a little support for what they're going through. And most people find that very, very helpful.
And what's kind of expected of the family member during that, you know, process? Is there something that, you know, during the screening and the initial intake, someone enters into palliative care, that those kind of expectations are laid out?
Well, really, it's palliative care services can be as much or as little as the patient and the family want or need. Some people are very interested in accessing all of our services. Other people are not, because they say they don't need it for whatever reason. And so there's no care plan that everybody has to sign up for that's the same for everybody.
For everybody. So it is very, you know, individualized in terms of that. How about the other support mechanisms might be there? Are there support groups that, you know, family members and or the patients may avail themselves of?
Well, we try to keep abreast of all the services offered through Hunterdon Healthcare System. There are a lot of different things that people can avail themselves of depending on perhaps their diagnosis or what their needs are. Some people are family members are very helped by availing themselves of the support groups that are offered by the Center for Healthy Aging. They have support groups for family members who are dealing with someone with a dementia of some sort. The Hunterdon Behavioral Health has lots of support systems for patients and family members of patients that are dealing with mental illnesses. We work closely with the physical therapy and occupational therapy for those services. A service that's outside Hunterdon Healthcare System, but I'd like to give it a shout out, is offered at the Y. Our Hunterdon County Y has received a grant for the past few years from the Livestrong Foundation so that they can offer free Y membership and tailored Y services for, now this is specifically for cancer patients, but for cancer patients that are either undergoing active treatment or cancer survivors. Mm. And it's maybe a surprise to know that some of the people that we see in palliative care are people who have been cured of their disease. They have been, their cancer is gone, but they may still have pain or nerve damage from the chemotherapy. They may have other kind of symptoms from radiation. They may have lost their job, and so they're very emotionally distressed. There may have been repercussions in their family or in their marriage, and so we do try to assist these people to have better quality of life. And then, of course, they feel guilty because they say, "Oh, I should just be thrilled because my cancer is gone." But if you're suffering from these other things, it's hard to be entirely thrilled. And a number of these patients have availed themselves of the Y services, and it's really helped them get back their energy and their self-esteem.
That's wonderful. Great program for the Hunterdon County YMCA. How about in terms of, I know a few months ago I covered the show for Larry, and we had some folks on from the fairly new alternative medicine program at the hospital. Is that also something? I mean, we had one of the individuals was on talking about acupuncture and some of the, you know, treatment programs that they're offering now as well.
Yes, I should have mentioned them because, well, I mentioned that Eleanor with our office is a Reiki master herself, so she will provide Reiki free of charge for our palliative patients who are interested in it. But we have also referred people to the Integrative Medicine Center. And I've been doing some research on my own about the role of different therapies to help people. I've always been a booster of acupuncture for pain relief, but I was very surprised and interested to learn that there's good scientific data that acupuncture can help people that have nerve pain from chemotherapy, and so we do refer people for those services, and it's been an asset.
Excellent. Well, if you're just joining us, this is Chris Phelan here on the Hunterdon Healthcare Show, which comes to you every Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Fill in for Larry Cartwright. We're joined by Dr. Susan Bauman. We're going to take a quick break, a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is the Hunterdon Healthcare Show. This is Chris Phelan with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Filling in today for Larry Cartwright, who comes to you every Monday afternoon at this hour. We wish Larry all the best on his little break here this week. I want to mention as well just some other great programming here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. 4 to 5, we've got Hot in Hunterdon. Georgine will be on, and she is with Norwest Cap. And then from 5 to 6, we've got the Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. We come back live at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning with Big C on Good Morning Hunterdon. And I want to really thank Dr. Susan Bauman, who has been with us for this past hour, talking about the palliative care program here at Hunterdon Healthcare. And we talked a little earlier in the show, Dr. Bauman, about, during the initial phases of screening and engaging the patient into the palliative care process and working with their primary doctor and or specialist, one of the things you go through is in terms of on pain management, in terms of an individual patient dealing with narcotics. And, you know, it's something that has been in the news, and we've seen an upswing, I guess, nationally and locally. A lot of folks that have been challenged in dealing with narcotics, leading to addiction and many other unfortunate, problems as a result. So I'm just wondering, it seems like it's a sensitive issue in the news. In fact, I think I just heard Governor Christie talking about it's going to be on the debate stage tonight, this national epidemic around, narcotics and other things. But just curious your, how you handle that with patients, because I know I'm asking a really long-winded question. I would think a lot of people today are maybe even nervous about taking narcotics just because of all the media hype and probably a lot of misinformation that's out there as well.
That's right. There is a lot of misinformation and misunderstanding and fear, and a lot of people who could have their pain controlled are afraid to take the medication. And so a lot of what we do is assess the patient and the family as far as whether narcotics are right for them or should be prescribed to them, and also try to answer these questions. Just to put it in historical context, back in the 90s, doctors were being told, you're not dealing with pain, you're not treating pain, you're ignoring pain. And then some of the strong, long-acting pain relievers like OxyContin came on the market. So those two things went together, the doctors saying, okay, I'm going to start treating pain on these powerful new drugs. And then it seems as though what's happened over the last 10 to 15 years is the pendulum had perhaps swung in the other direction, where some people weren't properly assessed before the drugs were prescribed and safeguards weren't taken. What I say to people basically is that a few people might get into trouble with narcotics. The analogy I make is with alcohol. Most of the people in this country drink alcohol, adults, at least occasionally. Does everyone who has a drink of alcohol become an alcoholic? No. The statistics are about 10% will. And it's actually known that some people will be at higher risk for being an alcoholic because of family history or emotional problems. Well, the drug experts now feel that it's probably something like that in narcotic use. If people are given narcotics for a legitimate reason, most of them, especially if they have a serious or advanced illness, are not going to become addicts. Addicts are people who crave the drug, want more and more. They don't function as well as they used to because of the drug. I tell people the goal in pain management is to have as much pain relief as possible and as much alertness as possible. The goal is to help you function better to do what you want to do with your life. And if that's not happening, that's not right for you. So having said that, we do assess people to see if they have psychiatric or psychological issues or past substance abuse with other substances. These are people where you do have to have extra caution. We also spend a lot of time talking about the need to safeguard the medication, not drive with the medication. And fortunately, there is a lot of press about this now, how the way a lot of young people, kids get started is because, I said, it may not even be your own family that's not trustworthy, but you have this bottle in your medicine cabinet and your kid's friend's going to come over and ask to use the bathroom and they're going to open it up and see this stuff. So it's so important to safeguard it. So we do spend a lot of time on that. The New Jersey has a prescription monitoring program now where we can get printouts to make sure the person is not getting drugs for multiple people. We have our patients sign drug contracts saying that they'll have just one doctor prescribing, they'll have just one pharmacy. And I think we're doing everything we can to make sure that there's no misuse of the medication, and at the same time, people who are truly in pain can get some pain relief.
Sure, and I guess an important, great benefit we have here in the county, too. And they were just at our annual business expo, which was last Thursday. The folks from the Safe Community Coalitions, from the Hunterdon County Sheriff's Office and Hunterdon Prevention Resources, they're the ones that sponsor the Safe Drug Disposal Program. So they're, I know, at very many community events and programs throughout the county. They have the Safe Drop Box, which is located over at the Justice Center, and some other locations. So that's an important element as well to dispose, I guess, of those prescription drugs once you're not in need of them and they've expired.
Right. They're great programs.
Let's talk a little bit about how one can go about and get some information, about receiving palliative care. Do they have to actually come to the hospital to receive the care? And, how would they get some more information? Definitely want to give out your phone number and website as well.
Well, as I said earlier, if the person is an inpatient at Hunterdon Medical Center, they can ask their doctor or their nurse to order a palliative care consult. For outpatient services, we have an office in the doctor's office building, which is connected to Hunterdon Medical Center. The access phone number for any of these services is 908 237-7018. 237-7018. We also have are on the Hunterdon Healthcare System website. If you go to hunterdonhealthcare.org, and there's a left-hand bar of the various services at Hunterdon Healthcare, and you can scroll down to palliative care, and there you can get information about our services. We have quotes from patients who have been through the service. We have a video clip of a patient talking about how palliative care helped her. We have a link to I think it's a very cute and helpful little YouTube clip from the American Academy of Palliative Medicine Physicians. And that site also has our telephone number. And there is a national organization, the Center for the Advancement of Palliative Care, CAPSI, which has a website for patients and families that's called getpalliativecare.org. And if you go on getpalliativecare.org, it has information, and it also, you can put in the zip code of the person who's interested in the services, and they will give you a list of palliative care specialists in that zip code.
Excellent. Well, I really want to thank Dr. Susan Bauman, who is the Director of Palliative Care here at Hunterdon Healthcare, for spending some time with us this afternoon on this Monday, November 9th here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio on the Hunterdon Healthcare Show. And it's very encouraging. Folks should engage that conversation, you know, with their primary doctor or their specialist, or, you know, again, through the very many resources, as you mentioned, on the website, or give your office a call directly. So thank you very much for coming here and being a guest this afternoon.
And thank you for inviting me.
Appreciate it. Well, you've been listening to the Hunterdon Healthcare Show, which comes to you every Monday afternoon here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Larry Cartwright will be back in next week again with NAMI of Hunterdon from 2 to 3, 3 to 4, another edition of Hunterdon Healthcare. Stay tuned for Hot in Hunterdon just after the news at 4 o'clock on the hour. Thank you again. Be well and be safe.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. President Obama says the security environment in the Middle East has deteriorated, and he is reaffirming America's longstanding support of Israel.
The military assistance that we provide, we consider not only an important part of our obligation to the security of the state of Israel, but also an important part of U.S. Security.
Opening a White House meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Obama stressed the importance of continuing to fight ISIS in Syria and Iraq. Meeting for the first time since the Iran nuclear deal was signed, Obama acknowledged differences with Netanyahu over the pact. Netanyahu is a fierce critic of the deal, which aims to block Iran's path to a nuclear weapon. University of Missouri President Tim Wolf says he's resigning his post. Members of the student body, including dozens of Mizzou football players, had demanded his resignation for his lack of a response to racial incidents on campus. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Geico applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. Geico also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These Geico agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday...